AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Alan Weisselberg, the chief financial officer of former President Donald Trump's company, the Trump Organization, pleaded guilty to 15 counts, including tax evasion, related to a scheme prosecutors say involved off-the-books compensation, an apartment, cars, even tuition for his grandchildren's private school. The AP's Mike Sisick is in New York.
Alan Weisselberg has been with the company for almost 50 years. He worked his way up the ranks, and people within the company say he knows a lot about the financial dealings and business interests that former President Trump is involved in. Now, Alan Weisselberg was scheduled to go to trial in October, along with the Trump Organization, on these tax fraud charges. But then this week, cut a deal with prosecutors that will see him serve 5 months in jail, and he has to testify at the Trump Organization's trial in October.
Donald Trump is not charged in the case. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says an extra 50,000 doses of monkeypox vaccine will be set aside for places with upcoming gay pride events.
This is a two-dose vaccine series, and receiving the vaccine at these events will not provide protection at the event itself.
The vast majority of monkeypox cases have been in men who have sex with men. A Nebraska child likely died from a rare brain infection caused by an amoeba after swimming in a river in the eastern part of the state. Last month, a Missouri resident died of the same infection, likely caused by the amoeba at Lake of Three Fires in southwestern Iowa. Officials closed that lake's beach as a precaution for nearly 3 weeks. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the infections are rare, about 3 cases in the U.S. every year, but those infections are overwhelmingly fatal. Of the 154 reported cases from 1962 to 2021, only 4 people survived. Small gains on Wall Street. The Dow added 18, while the Nasdaq was up 27 and the S&P 9. This is AP News. A federal judge in Tallahassee, Florida, throws out the state's Stop Woke Act. District Judge Mark Walker ruling the measure, which restricts race-based conversation and analysis in business and education, is a violation of free speech protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. In the ruling, Walker writes, "If Florida truly believes we live in a post-racial society, then let it make its case. But it cannot win the argument by muzzling its opponents." Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has repeatedly said he's confident he can win appeals. DeSantis also announced the arrest of 20-some people for illegally voting in the 2020 election.
They are disqualified from voting because they've been convicted of either murder or sexual assault, and they do not have the right to vote.
He says his new election police unit has told election officials in all 67 counties to go over their election rolls from 2020 to find any other people who might have voted illegally. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.